This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your Astro sluts. Welcome to our latest Quickie episode. We do shorter episodes on Fridays. They're one segment. We like to feature our listeners. We have you guys submit to us. If you have a question that you need advice on, an astrology topic you want us to cover, head to the link in our bios on socials, which are all at Astro Sluts with three S's. And let us know what you want us to chat about. Do you want to read our submission for the week?
Hi, besties.
Hi.
I was listening to your podcast and I didn't realize I could text y'all on here. First, I fucking love the podcast. I listen every Wednesday and Friday, and I tell all my friends about it. Thank you so much.
You're our favorite.
I feel like I've gained so much insight. Oh, I'm like, there's more compliments. I didn't really. I feel like I've gained so much insight listening to you both. Thank you again.
That's so cute.
Secondly, I have an advice question. I'm a Pisces sun, Scorpio moon, and Virgo rising for context. I'm having difficulty setting boundaries and constantly feel like if I do set them, people get upset and it's all my fault. I don't know how to separate others' feelings from my own. I'm working on it, but I get so much anxiety when I have to confront. I need advice from some fire and air sign pals. Well, I've come to the right place. Yeah.
It is Scorpio Moon Week. We had a Scorpio Moon submission.
That is so funny. It really is.
Yeah, in this season 4, episode 8, if you are into Scorpio Moons.
Right, there. I mean, this is, like, also just really hard. Like, I will just give you that.
For everyone, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think it's something both of us still work on and still think is really hard and, like,
will be ongoing.
Literally, we'll be working on
it forever.
It's
just a hard thing to do in life.
Don't feel like it's just something you should just have down or be able to do because it is really just hard.
Yes.
But something I, like, often tell myself and might just be helpful for you is nothing anyone ever does is about you. Like, it's literally always about them. And so, like, you setting a boundary is about your needs and someone's reaction is about them and their emotions and what they're going through on that day and if they've eaten in the last couple hours and, like, if someone's hurt them with this kind of information before. Like, it really is just, like, always about them. And I think just remembering that is, like, really just, like, a helpful first step.
And at the same time, when you set a boundary, the other person is probably going to take it like it's about them. Oh, yeah. They hate me. They don't like when I do. When in reality, it's not actually, I mean, it could be about them, but in.
It's about what
you. It's about you at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right? It's because you're needing something from the relationship, the friendship, the co-workership, the whatever, like the partnership, like something in your interaction you're needing.
Yeah.
And something they're probably also needing or needing to work on or needing to look for, just like you have those same things. So it is literally just like
everyone's thinking about themselves all the time.
It's never about the other person. Totally. It's not about you. It's always about them.
Yeah, and also just, like, similarly, it is, like, not your fault at all if you set a boundary and an expectation around something and the other person does not respect it. Like, you did, I'm most likely did not do, like, a bad job that is, like, them disrespecting you by not following your boundaries. People hate boundaries just in general. Boundaries are really hard for people because, you know. We want to do whatever we want. We take things personally. So don't, like, you know, kick yourself because you're like, oh, if only I had made it a little more clear to them what I want. You did.
Yeah. It's also is just like it's okay to make people upset sometimes. Like, that is just like I think it's just like another part of like growing up is like sometimes you're going to like disappoint people and sometimes you're going to hurt their feelings. And like obviously it's not okay to do those things intentionally, and like no one wants to do those things intentionally, but like mm-hmm. if you are really just like in the moment asking kindly and thoughtfully for something you need and someone is upset by it, like that's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay for them to be upset because they're having their own, you know, emotions and reactions, and like they're probably not handling it as star student-y of the world as they would like to either, but like it's okay for you to upset people, and it doesn't make you a bad person, or it doesn't mean that was like your intention, but I think it is okay to like, it's okay like if you disappoint someone every once in a while.
Yeah,
or it's okay if you cannot like fulfill like everything someone needs from you all the time, like that's okay.
Yeah. And as a Pisces, like, yeah, I know that is like
right very hard,
difficult to hear, and Pisces I think in general have a tend to have a harder time with boundaries than some of the other signs. So honestly, good on you that this is already this is already something that you have been working on, because that can be really hard.
No, totally.
For a sweet little Pisces that just doesn't want to, you know, hurt anyone and feels other people's hurt
right
so deeply. I have definitely said this on the podcast in the past, but like in setting boundaries, and especially if people are not respecting them, set boundaries with a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to set a boundary and like someone's not respecting it, you need to be like, okay, I'm setting this boundary, and if you cross this line that I have clearly laid for you, then this like consequence will happen, just right. So you know. And you just have to like stand firm in those boundaries, and because they're just obviously valid and like you deserve them to be respected. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to empower you to like just to stand tall in them and to not like back down if someone else doesn't like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it is just like you can only like, again, I'm just gonna say the same thing over and over, but like you can only control like your side of things, and you can only control like what you want to say, how you want to say it, kind of like, I don't know, like go into those conversations feeling like calm and centered, and like be able to like know what you want to articulate, so you don't get like, I don't know, probably not for you as much, you're more watery than I am, but like sometimes I get like just more like heated, like mm-hmm. I like know not to say things that certain, like if I'm mad, like I know not to say something because I'm like, well actually like you did this, like okay, well just like if you're feeling that way, like don't start a conversation like that, like mm-hmm. so like know the times that you can be like, okay, like let me like, we'll come back to this when I can articulate it in the way I want to.
Yeah.
But like, so like go into things like with like knowing what you can control. You can control your tone. You can control like the words you use, how you want to say things, what you want to ask of the person, or like what you want to lay down as like facts. I also think it's just like a very like clear, like therapy, like couples therapy vibe, but like, always lead with like not anyone doing stuff to you, mm-hmm. like how you're feeling, like, hey, I'm just feeling like a little overwhelmed right now. And sometimes like if we could, you know, be better about like not texting me at 1 a.m. asking me for something, like it's just adding to my stressors right now. You know what I mean? Instead of being like, you need to fucking stop texting me at 1 a.m. It's making me go insane. Like simple things like that. You can control that.
Right. Yeah.
But like, again, but like that's all you can really control.
Yeah. And I guess using like I statements and making sure like when you bring these things back up to people that are not respecting your boundaries, like making it about you will help them see that it's not about them.
Right.
If you can like stay focused on just what's happening for you. Mm-hmm. And hopefully these people, you know, want the best for you.
Right.
So they'll see it more clearly that it's not actually a punishment to them.
Right.
It's like going to make probably both of you happier in the long run. If
yeah, absolutely. I think like depending on like the kind of like relationship that you have with these people, I think it's like always okay to say that too. Like I think for like in my relationship, I've been like, okay, this is like something that like I need that's gonna make me not want to kill you. Yeah. Right. Like, that's going to help, like, us move forward mm-hmm. instead of being, like, you know, just, like, making you, like you said earlier, just, like, two separate parties, like, being, like, or, like, in a friendship. Like, this is going to, like, ensure that, like, I want to have dinner with you. Right. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel comfortable or happy to go out with you because I know I'm going to leave feeling good. And, like, that's mm-hmm. how I want to feel in a friendship. Like, things like that. Like, knowing that I used to do this with work, too. And I had, like, a really – at my old job, like, I had to, like, reframe everything around, like, this is good for you. I'm helping you. I'm on yeah. your team. This is only going to make the whole business run better. Like, it was, yeah. like, I literally had to do so much therapy to exist at my old job, but I feel like it translated really well to mm-hmm. other relationships, and I think that is just a helpful thing you can do.
Yeah. So feel empowered, Pisces. You are deserving of your needs.
Yes.
And people that are deserving to be around you will agree.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for writing in.
Thanks for writing in and being such a great listener.
Yeah.
You're very special.
Yeah, no, and thank you for all of the kind words. That was yes. that was really nice.
That was very
and
nice.
We're really appreciative of you.
Yay! We love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.